Welcome to Minor Inconveniences,
a podcast. Okay, here, I'm Alec.
I'm
Aiden.
I'm Matt.
A lot of you know us, a lot of you don't, but this new podcast that we're doing, basically for the students of CHOG and anyone else out there who's listening, I know we got some people from other towns that are listening. You guys got anything you want to like introduce yourselves with or say?
So basically, we are students of Minichog Regional High School, which is in Wilbraham,
is Western Mass.
Yes, I agree. Which is Hamden and Wilbraham all together.
It's in the United States.
And yeah, yeah, it's in the United States in Massachusetts. And we are out here doing a podcast because we want to have some fun and we want to express our ideas and have some fun and entertain other people. So, Matt, is there anything you want to add?
You basically said everything.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, tell me, Caden, what's something interesting about you that people don't know?
People that don't know? Honestly, I'm a pretty good chef. Most people don't know that, but I actually am a pretty good chef.
All right. What's the most interesting thing you've cooked?
That's a good question. Probably goulash. My goulash, because nobody has had my goulash. It's, like, different from if you were to Google a picture of goulash.
Oh, okay.
What about you, Matt?
I was born and raised in Florida for about 6 years.
Actually, I did not know that.
I was born in Palm Bay, Melbourne, technically, but I lived in Palm Bay. And then I moved up to New Hampshire for 6 years. And then, unfortunately, my dad passed away. So then I moved down to Massachusetts.
My condolences. I don't know why.
Rest in peace, your father.
That's not funny at all.
Rest in peace, your father.
Rest in peace, Mr. Perkins.
Thank you.
All right. Well, something about me. I used to live in Oklahoma for like the first 2 years of my life. Moved back up to Massachusetts. Moved to Palmer. Then moved to Wilbraham. Lived a few houses in Wilbraham, and now I'm here.
Where did you live in Oklahoma?
I think it was just Oklahoma City.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I had to do a whole, in fourth grade, I think I had to do a whole project on Oklahoma. It was so annoying.
Yeah. All right.
Or no, fifth grade, yeah.
Fifth grade, yeah. I think it was Oklahoma City. The only thing, I don't remember much about it. The only thing I remember is going to, like, the park.
I'm pretty sure Oklahoma City sucks. There's, like, nothing to do there. There's nothing over there.
The only thing is, like, the Midwest.
It's Oklahoma. What's the one team there? Is it, like, Oklahoma City Thunder? That's like the only actual sports team that they have.
Yeah. They don't really got like
Speaking of sports, Caden, I think I know yours. What's your favorite sport?
Basketball, 100%. I'm actually a D1 basketball player. No, I'm just kidding.
D1 rowing, you know. All right, Matt, what's your favorite sport?
I definitely like football. I like playing it. I like watching it.
Oh yeah.
And just the sport in general.
What about you, Alec? What's your favorite sport?
It's baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah. I like how we all have different favorite sports. That's funny.
I mean, I like baseball because not to get like
all the major sports
like hockey or anything, but I'm better at it than I am other sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be cocky either, but I feel like if I were to do other sports, I'd definitely excel more in basketball. Not that I'm like the greatest or that good, but I'd definitely be better than any other sport.
I mean, I'm better at baseball than I am football. Yeah. Definitely, for sure. But it's also because I've been playing like
your whole life.
Way longer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've only been playing football, basketball, baseball for only like pretty much like only like 2 years now. So I wouldn't say like I'm the best at all the sports I do, but I try my hardest.
I've only played basketball for like professionally, like on an actual team for like 1 year.
Yeah.
Because I only like played on, last year was the first time I played on an organized team. And honestly, surprised I made it.
Yeah.
I'm being honest.
No, you did good though.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. All right. So what's the news? What's popping? What's been happening? So we had the debate yesterday. Kamala Harris and Trump. I'm not gonna say too much about it because I don't really care. But I feel like Kamala could have did a better job, not like focusing it on her. She like focused on herself more than like the community. Like when she was talking about, she talked about herself a lot.
Yeah, I mean, she used every example she had of what she was going to do and what she had problems with led to a story about herself. Yeah, to herself, and they're also theoretical.
Yeah.
Which was a problem. But also Trump could have done better because he also kind of talked about himself a lot. And I think they both could have done better. I liked the Biden-Trump debate more.
Yeah, honestly, isn't Biden feeling better now? So wouldn't he be able to come back, or is he like absolutely gone?
No, I don't think he's gonna come back to that.
I don't know if he can. That's the thing. I like, can he
for like president again?
Yeah,
yeah, he could, but I don't think.
He wouldn't. He has
lost all his votes and everything. Yeah. We'd have to do a whole revote if he tried to come back.
Yeah,
well, which would take so much longer.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't watch the debate last night because I don't really try to get into like politics and all that.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched the first like 10 minutes. Yeah.
Even though like it's like important and all that, I just don't really care for politics like that. You know?
Yeah, I agree. To be honest, I don't think I'd get into politics. Maybe when I'm older, but not now. Like, it's not that big of a deal for me.
Yeah. But you have you guys seen Nico Cavo Avocado?
Oh, don't even get me started, bro. I don't even know what his point was. Like, I'm the villain. Always 2 steps ahead. Like,
yeah, I saw this video. It was like, it said like, do you think he pre-recorded all his mukbang videos, or do you think he pre-recorded his weight loss?
Oh,
150 pounds.
He had stockpiled videos of like mukbang.
That's why he inconsistently posted.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He had enough videos to post until he showed that he was actually like not fat anymore in his weight loss after his weight loss journey.
Yeah.
So what it was told.
Yeah, but do you ever think that he like could have like pre-recorded that before he was
maybe like, because like fat? How do you get bald? Like, you don't need to shave off your head to for weight loss and
unless
he has cancer.
He does?
He has cancer. Well, no, I'm saying he has cancer and like
he loses
weight and then gets
But I don't know. I just don't understand how you could do that. Come on, like you at least have your hair. I mean, like, there's no way he'd come back with no hair because he didn't have a lot of hair. So maybe it's just the fact of him getting older or something, and maybe the weight loss.
I mean, he said it was a social experiment, and I don't know if that's true. I think that's kind of like,
I think that was an excuse. He was just a disgusting person, and I think he eventually realized how disgusting he looked. And no offense to Nicocavo Avocado, but he looked absolutely disgusting when he was eating his food.
Didn't like he almost die because of like
I think he was in the hospital for a little bit.
And that's probably when he got the realization, like, dude, I need to change something. Yeah. I need to do something different with my life.
He had like that thing like over his nose.
Yeah. I think
to like help him breathe.
What's even weirder is I don't know if you guys watched him, Oompaville.
Oh, I know him. When he did the thing.
No, he did something with Nick like 9 months ago.
You mean the interview?
Yeah.
No, it was 9 months ago. I thought it said years ago.
No, it was like 9 months ago. If Nick Acato stockpiled videos, then he would have had to too.
Yeah, because Nick Acato was fat and he was on the little scooter thing.
Yeah. And then he went.
So, yeah, I remember that. Like that little scooter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But what about that Minecraft movie that we heard that's coming out? That looks absolutely terrible.
I am Steve.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
I'm Steve.
No, I'm Steve.
He said Steve. Why did he say that?
No, but it's actually bad. It's just Jack Black playing another character of Jack Black. It's the exact same character he plays. It's like a Jumanji movie. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's like the same people. We got
The Rock playing The
four
Rock.
Four or five people. Yeah. Well, The Rock's not in the Minecraft movie, but Black was in.
I feel like The Rock.
No, Jason Momoa.
Like,
yeah,
he has like eyeliner.
What? It's like I didn't think he could look any worse than he does, and then they put him in with that wig on, they put him in there.
Yeah,
and the CGI sucks.
The clothes are horrible. I don't even know what that is.
I don't think they could have made him look any worse, if I'm being honest.
Yeah,
Jack but Black. They did. The blue short or the blue shirt and the What color is his pants?
I think it's gray. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think he's.
Yeah,
I don't know. What color is the normal thief pants? I don't even know.
I want to see his shoes. It's gonna be like rayon gray.
I think it's black, right?
When I saw that black, pink thief, I got terrified. That thing is scary looking. Gosh. They need to redo the CGI like they did to Sonic. That thing was terrible.
You know what I want to see? I want to see Alex.
Oh, and Alex.
Scarlett Johansson playing Alex?
No, because real.
I mean.
No, to the girl who played the Barbie. What's
Margot
her name?
Robbie?
Yeah, Margot Robbie.
No.
Yo, Jenna Ortega.
Jenna Ortega. Like, if she
dyed her hair,
she's gonna play like the Ender Dragon actor or something. That's horrible.
Yo, just dress up as like an Enderman or something.
Yeah.
Dress up as like an Enderman or something.
Yeah, seriously.
Yo, we need to get Victor Wembanyama in there. For the Enderman. Victor Wembanyama?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is.
No,
he's a basketball player. He was a rookie last year. He was doing amazing. He should have got rookie of the year. Yeah. He should have got all defensive player of the year because he was doing great, but he didn't. But somehow they gave it to someone else who, whenever people went up against Victor Wembanyama, I'm telling you, they got scared and ran away. But when they went against, I think it was Cats, Carl Anthony Towns, I think it was. I could be wrong. They like always like tried to dunk on him and shoot over him, but anytime they went against Wembanyama, they it was always just like they were scared.
Yeah, I don't watch basketball. It's overrated.
Yeah, well, you should. It's not overrated.
Yes, it is.
Not overrated.
Yes,
it is. It is not most overrated.
Now let me say this: basketball is the most perfect sport because you can play inside, play outside. All you need is like some basket and a ball. Doesn't even have to be a big ball.
So how's that overrated? That's freaking
amazing.
The most
perfect sport, but it's also overrated because it's just I don't know. Everyone watches. Everyone's like,
you don't like the WNBA because there's women playing it.
That's not what I said at all.
That's exactly
that is not what I said.
That's exactly what you said.
Basketball is almost, you're trying to get me canceled already. It's the first episode. Oh my god, I'm gonna get arrested or something.
No.
No, but I just think it's overrated. Like people say, oh, it's the best sport, and there's not like a lot of. Not a lot of stuff that goes into it.
You know what sport's kind of overrated? Soccer.
Oh,
soccer's
I agree.
The most overrated
it
sport
is
ever.
It's not even that good.
It's the kick most ball block goal. That's
yeah.
Good.
It's the only like there is skill. There is some skill that goes into it.
Honestly,
but I feel like people who play soccer just kind of like over exaggerate it too much.
Yeah, it's like they play it and then it's like watching it. I feel like it gets so much hype for no reason. Like I don't.
Yeah.
I tried watching it. I don't get the hype. It's just like nobody ever scores like anything, so it's never even like a close game, like a ooh shaking game. Unlike basketball, football, and sometimes even baseball, it's like you can actually score a lot of points.
The only reason soccer is so popular is because it was one of the oldest sports, and it was invented. Was it Europe? Right?
Yeah, it was Europe.
So then, yeah, well,
also
so
like,
many people.
Football.
Yeah,
football. It's also like every football. Single.
No offense to anybody else out
thing
there.
You can do.
It's also one of the most perfect sports.
Hey, I gotta say one thing.
Yeah,
I feel like hockey. Honestly, I never used to like it, but when I went to a hockey game with Alex for the first
time,
yeah, honestly, I learned like it's actually pretty nice.
No, it is
like hockey is actually a lot better than I thought.
It can get chilly in there, though.
I mean, of course, but like even then, it's like still nice to watch the game.
Yeah. Springfield,
and then
chilly
everybody like I've never really been to a real game, but everybody gets up and chants and stuff, and it's amazing. Yeah. I've also never been to a normal game, so like they probably do that in the NBA too. I want to go to TD Garden though.
Yeah, TD Garden would be good. I want to go to like a concert,
or I want to go to Fenway. To check out a baseball game. I've never been to a baseball game. I do want to go to one. Yeah. I've been to like a football game or a school football game.
I've been to a Wu Sox game and a Red Sox game.
Wu Sox? Is that like
I think it's. I think it's.
It's the league below Red Sox.
Yeah.
I went there.
So then, what's the Black Sox? Or is it Black Sox? What's the other color Sox?
White Sox.
Yeah, White Sox.
I think.
Who are they?
I think there's
who are
White
those? Are they like some other team?
Yeah.
Like major team.
Yeah.
So they are MLB.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's actually pretty cool. I didn't know Red Sox, White Sox. Yeah. Oh, it's nice. Blue Sox.
Green Sox.
That was not funny.
Yellow Sox.
All right, who do you think you are?
Purple Sox. You got the Pride Flag Sox.
The Rainbows. Hey, they're going to get us canceled.
No.
Yo, imagine just someone wearing all, like, colors of the rainbow on their socks.
It's just like 7 or 8 layers of socks.
Yeah.
That's a lot of socks. Honestly, I could not wear that many socks. Although my feet do get cold pretty easily. That's probably why I wear socks all the time.
Thanks for telling us that, Kato.
I got really you. Important. You know, it is important. It's important to me. People call me weird for wearing socks all the time, but I have a reason.
Wearing socks? What?
I bet you wear socks in the shower, too.
No, that's disgusting.
He probably doesn't shower.
Yeah, you're right. No, that's kidding.
I feel like
I shower every day.
Taking one of those alcohol wipes does not count as a shower.
Dang it.
Yeah, putting Axe body spray.
What about dry shampoo? Does that count?
No.
Wait, like just put in shampoo and like dry hair?
No. Dry shampoo is just like spray shampoo. It's just shampoo and like a spray. It's like a spray
bottle?
Yeah, like a spray can.
No, Kaden just definitely goes into the yard, jumps in the sprinkler for like 5 seconds, and then comes to school, and he's like, oh, I showered, guys.
Yeah, that's why my hair's wet.
Yep.
Oh, trust.
No, I actually, for you to tell that I showered, like, my hair would be, like, really, like,
no, they should have that. It should be, like, a car wash for people. Like, you're on your way to work. Like,
I've thought it before. Like, just making, like, a car wash for, like, people.
Dude,
you've done that before?
No, like, no, I thought of it.
What are you going to wear there? You're just still going to be, like, fully clothed? Like, you gotta bring like a change of underwear.
No, you got like a locker.
A locker?
Yeah.
So it's like just like any public gym shower.
Yeah. But you like walk through.
Yeah, but like
or
you walk
put yourself
it.
In neutral mode and then you just get like
skirt across. Yeah, there's like a conveyor belt you're on. You just stand on like a conveyor belt and it just.
You know, like one of those like walkways in the airport.
You're gonna bring in the little circular things with the like scrub your car.
What?
You know what I'm talking about? The circular things that spin and scrub your car.
Oh yeah, the thing.
The
yeah,
red thing. The red thing.
I don't know.
They could be anything.
The thing.
Yeah, the thing. I don't know the names of anything. It's like the scrubbers. I don't know. They scrub your car with those little flappy things on them.
Yeah. Are you talking about the spinny thing?
The spinny ones.
Oh yeah. I wonder if you touch
the ones
hurt.
The ones that. Oh, the.
What if it like gets caught on your arm? Like it spins around and gets caught on your arm. You get flown away.
That's really funny.
I don't think it could hurt, like break your arm.
Oh, no, I hope not.
It probably
might take off some skin.
So what happens? So like, why do people always have their windows shut going to a car wash? Like, let the water in.
What you're trying to make conversation? It's not working.
Let the water in.
Conspiracy theory. We should open our windows during car washes.
Let the damn water
doesn't want.
No, you need to wash your car on the inside too. It's all dirty in there.
Guys, conspiracy theory.
That's why there's vacuums out front.
Oh
no,
yeah,
in front of the
giant beam
no.
of light in the sky.
No,
and you're not supposed to look at it.
No,
I'm gonna slap the microphone out of your hand.
Okay.
Wait, the sun?
Yeah. Listen, it's in the sky. You're not supposed to look at it. It's definitely like a government spy. We're in a Truman Show right now.
Are you set up?
Oh, wait, easily. Caden broke the chair. Good job.
I did not. It does that.
Do you ever just like look at the sun? Like, I know it's bad for your eyes.
Yeah, one time.
Get it, but like, sometimes, like, when I'm just like staring, like, just into the sky, like, I just look at the sun sometimes and I like kind of blind myself for like.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't even affect me. You ever have an eclipse and then just look at the eclipse and you're like, oh my gosh, it's so cool.
I've had the eclipse one time in my life.
No, like, how does it like an eclipse work? Like, how's it like blind you? Is it because like
it's like the light is being focused around the outside of the moon?
No, you're good when you watch it. Then it's just like as it moves off, like the random shine of light, which will affect your eyes because it's just like
that's what I
go
just
from
said.
Complete dark to complete shine. No, you're talking about the moon's all covering it.
No,
yeah, the moon's covering it. That's eclipse.
No, yeah, that's when you can look. That's when you can look at it.
It's because the light is so focused around the edge. Yeah, it's when it moves a little bit out of the way.
Yeah, when it moves a little bit out of the way, and you're done.
It's not because
it hits your eyes.
It's because it's so focused around the.
Yeah, I went up to Newport, Vermont.
Oh yeah, I remember.
To see the eclipse, like it got completely dark there.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish I was able to go see that. That sounds actually really cool.
Yeah, it was really nice, to be honest.
Wow. Stop touching his leg. It's weird.
I know. Yo, just like math class today, bro, with Ben.
Yeah, Ben. Why was Ben touching me so much? It was like we got yelled at by the freaking teacher.
Ben's
and then it's like
room,
now we can't sit anywhere together because she was like, oh, yeah, this is just a little social experiment. Guys,
I don't think that was a social experiment.
No, but she was like, well, now I know who can't sit with each other. And I'm like, come on, Ben. Yeah. Now we can't sit with each other. It's like, what the heck?
Yeah, I mean, Ben's right here. He's going to help us with the camera. You want to say hi, Ben?
How are we this fine afternoon?
Thank you, Ben.
It's Thursday.
Bye, Ben. Thank you.
I can confirm this happened, too, by the way.
Yeah, of course you can.
I'm not a liar.
He does it to me every day. He touches my leg. It's so
I'm not a liar.
Caden, why are you lying? Why are you always?
Yeah, you're right. Ben did not.
You could see me and you should see Ben in the locker room with me, bro. Like this kid is doing something.
That's weird.
That's a little flawed.
That's a podcast. Okay?
Cancel culture. What?
Yeah, no, just one. Just one little thing.
Thank you know about to pull up on this podcast and about to cancel us.
Yo, you should have seen what this kid said when
I don't know.
Seen that clip of Penguin Zero and he's saying like
he was like, "Watch my clips."
Like rape, not bad, boo.
But
yeah, I know that.
Context clip ever.
I don't remember what else he said, but I did watch the whole thing.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's just it, but I mean, yeah. Well, speaking of going to Vermont, like you said, Matt, where's the craziest place you guys have been?
Craziest place I've been?
Or like, yeah. Like
in the country or out of the country? Because I've never been out of the country.
Yeah, in the country.
But this is going to sound so boring, but like D.C. or like
that's
Florida.
Crazy.
I went to Florida one time. I saw my grandpa there. Like, I've only seen him once in my life, which is kind of sad. But, I mean, he never makes the effort to come down here either, so.
You mean up here?
Oh, yeah, up here.
Well, he travels around under.
Yeah, he goes all the way around.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, yeah.
I've been to Florida, too. I've been to Disney twice. It's
pretty
fun.
I've only been once. I honestly feel pretty boring. Oh, I also went to Lake George. I guess that's kind of cool.
Yeah, big water.
Big water.
Nothing to what I've been doing. Like, I went to I went to Catalina Island for.
I went to races.
Yeah, I went to Catalina Island for over the summer. And then last summer, I went to
Walmart.
I went, crazy thing actually. I went to Walmart.
And oh my god!
No!
I've never actually been to Target.
He was 13.
She said she was 12.
No,
that's crazy.
No, but for real, like last summer, I also went to Niagara Falls to go there too. And
no, shut up.
I've been to Target. Yeah.
Let the man speak.
Yeah, I went to Niagara Falls, and
is it like as beautiful as people say down there or up there?
It's actually like really nice up there.
I've been there too. I don't like the falls. I just like the canyon that's on the other side. And
this is like nice and chill up there. Do you like feel like the water? Do you feel the water on you?
Like the mist? I mean, to the Grand Canyon too.
Really? Yeah. Is it as big as they say?
Not big water. Water gone.
I went on a helicopter ride around the Grand Canyon.
Oh really?
Were you on it with Kobe?
That is so messed up.
Yeah,
bro, Kobe is my.
This is a family
black mom, and you're saying that kind of stuff. How is that an honest question?
That is not an honest question.
We are not going to record again.
That's not an honest question when I'm here right now.
Seriously,
like I would be gone if I
me right here.
Maybe we're both schizophrenic and we just have Matt.
Wait, what year did you go to the Grand Canyon?
I went.
Swear to God, if he's just 2020.
I went 8th grade in February break.
It was 2022. Yeah. Well, yeah, I remember 8th grade with you. Well, I don't, but I remember the DC trip with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember 8th grade with you guys too. Yeah.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. Except for you were homeschooled, so.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, what a freaking nerd, bro.
I'm better at math than both of you, so.
Uh-huh. All right. Ben, what are you doing, Ben? Ben, okay. Come on.
We've been recording for 21 minutes. Wow.
Yeah.
See, I told you we would have plenty of time.
I guess we're going to have to edit out that pause of silence. Yeah, you guys don't know what you're doing.
That was weird. Okay, it's actually pretty easy to edit it out.
Don't freaking talk.
I'm surprised we actually got to 22 minutes. Feels like we've been doing it for five minutes.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
We are literally perfect on time.
I know, we are.
We're in sync.
We had to use both of our phones to record from the microphones, and we're perfectly on sync.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we got to wrap it up.
We're going to edit that out.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up because Matt and Ben have football practice. Imagine that. JV2 Demon, get over here.
JV2.
JV1.
Hopefully. I thought you already were.
I haven't played in a game yet.
They're both JV2 Demons.
You got that this weekend, right? What time's your game?
Saturday, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, should I pull up? No. I think I'm going to the football game Friday night, which I'm going to promote. There's a football game Friday night. The theme is blackout.
Yeah, it's blackout.
The theme is blackout, so you wear all black. It's at 6 p.m. Friday night.
Tickets are like $5.
Tickets are like $5.
Six bucks.
And you have to buy it online.
Download the GoFan app.
And get your tickets, and then pull up and show some support to
Chog
against. I think it's West Side or Westfield. West Side, yes. Yeah. Well, I guess West Side.
That's the other thing. That's the other thing I want to do for the podcast is every time there's like a win for Chog, we'll announce it. So
yeah, we will announce the win.
Congratulations!
And even if it lost, should we still announce it or no?
We'll try.
Won't be announcing much. Football day.
Next week, try to get Drew Lang on here, maybe.
Try to get Drew Lang.
Next year.
If we have Drew Lang on, I feel like we should try to like put the camera on.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Everyone wants to see Drew Lang's beautiful face.
Everybody does. Actually, I think his girl wants to the most.
Me.
Who's his girl?
I don't know.
It's me.
Secret girl. Is it? Okay. Yeah. This is gonna be posted Saturday, right?
This is gonna be posted, yeah, Saturday. Hopefully the recording goes well, editing goes well.
Okay.
If it is, then I'm editing it.
Come on guys, stay with me. This was the Minor Inconveniences Podcast.
Yeah,
and we'll clock in next week.
That was horrible. Yeah, so we'll see you guys next time next week.
Hopefully next Thursday.
Thank you guys for listening.
And
see you next week.
We'll see you next time.
Yep. Yeah.
Have a good one.
All right. See you guys.